Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, September 10th, 2005, the 1967 Beatles track A Day in the Life from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is named the best British song of all time in a survey by Q magazine. On this day in 1995, Cyndi Lauper wins an Emmy Award for her guest appearance on the TV show Mad About You. On this day in 1988, Guns N' Roses had the number one single with Sweet Child O' Mine, written for Axl Rose by his girlfriend, Erin Everly, the daughter of Don Everly of the Everly Brothers. On this day in 1983, Stevie Wonder's former guitarist, Michael Cimbello, starts a two-week run at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with Maniac, which was featured in the film Flashdance. On this day in 1982, Decca Records releases the Beatles' audition tapes as the Complete Silver Beatles album. The collection is neither Complete or the Silver Beatles, but rather 12 of the 15 cover tunes recorded by John, Paul, George, and Pete Best at their Decca audition on January 1st, 1962. The band had dropped the silver from their name a year earlier. On this day, in 1979, ABBA begins their first North American tour more than 5 years after reaching the top 10 with Waterloo. The group split up in 1980, but received a $1 billion offer in February 2000 from an American-British consortium to reunite for 100 concerts. They turned it down. On this day in 1967, Elvis records the Jerry Reed composition Guitar Man at RCA in Nashville. The song would be Elvis's last of 11 number one country hits, but did not crack the Billboard Top 40. On this day in 1966, the Supremes achieved their seventh number one record with You Can't Hurry Love when it tops the Billboard Hot 100. Phil Collins would enjoy similar success with the song 16 years later when his rendition also went to number one. And on this day, September 10th, 1964, a superstar records his first record. He will go on to sing with two successful groups before embarking on a remarkable solo career. Who is he? And what is his first record? The answer right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 10th, 1965, a future superstar would record his first record. He would later join two well-known groups before launching a super successful solo career. The two groups are the Jeff Beck Group and Faces. Here's Rod Stewart with his first record, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl.
Good morning, little schoolgirl. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I come home with? Can I come home with you? Tell your mother and your papa I once was a schoolboy too. While the school